Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and today we're going to talk about why are women such an emotional drain on men? Even good women. I think all women are just emotional drains on men. And I think that's because men don't think emotionally, or at least healthy men shouldn't be thinking emotionally. Men should be thinking logically. And the only emotion I think maybe men should have is horniness or something like that. But men shouldn't come from an emotional place. And when women do, number one, men do not know how to handle it because we try to either logic them out of it or try to, we don't know what our purpose is. And number two, it's extremely exhausting. So, when you get out of the dating or you do casually dating, if a woman starts getting all emotional and everything, you can just say, hey, it looks, sounds like you're having a bad day. Just hit me up later. When you get into a long-term or a serious relationship with women, they expect you to fix it. They expect you to, or at least listen. And it's such an odd concept for men. It is so foreign to men. And today, instead of women maybe talking to other women about it, their circle of female friends, somehow they want men to be emotional and listen to this stuff. And it's just, it doesn't work for a lot of guys. So I want to go over that. I want to talk about an article where men, they give you some examples of how to handle it if you are in a relationship and she starts getting all emotional with you. And I'm going to go over that as well. I'm recording this so I don't have sponsors. As you guys know, I don't have sponsors because, number one, I don't want to do shitty VPN. I don't want to do VPN stuff, and I don't want to do video game stuff and things that I'm not interested in. You know, now if Rifle Bullet or Rifle Coffee wants to get a hold of me or some of these others, I'd be happy to do it. But since I don't have any sponsors, I'm my own sponsor. And that's why I'm really heavily pushing the betterbachelor.locals.com, because it is my forum. You know, Rumble and Gab and BitChute and all these other ones, they still have other moderators other than me. You know, there's still some overlord, and you can't post certain things on there, I'm sure. Although as of right now, they don't take them down. YouTube used to not take videos down. So there may come a point where they start moderating their stuff. On Locals, it is my forum. It is my place. I am the moderator, and fellow viewers or fellow users are moderators, because if there's something offensive, they flag it and I review it. How many posts have I taken down? None. If people say something that somebody else doesn't like, deal with it. It's called the First Amendment. It's called freedom of speech. And I think people kind of today are becoming a little bit of a pussy, and they don't know how to handle disagreements. And so everybody wants to flag everybody for, well, my forum is 100% free speech. You can say whatever you want. Now, I do put limits on threatening harm, and I do put limits on saying, like, racist shit. Also, since I'm doing this for Locals, I can do stuff that I don't normally do on YouTube as well. From my understanding, YouTube doesn't like when you use or imbibe certain products, but anyway. So here's the thing. It's 104 degrees out. I'm outside of just outside of Salt Lake City, Utah, and it's a beautiful day out. Like I said, it's about 104. I'm the only person. I pulled into a little RV campground to do some laundry, and I'm the only person not running my little air conditioner, that black box you'll see over my shadow, and I'm just sitting here in the shade. Is it hot? Yeah. Is it doable? Yeah. But again, everybody's become kind of a little bit of a pussy, so they don't deal with the heat. That means I can record outside, have good sound quality, good lighting for you guys, and no one else can hear me because they're all inside their campers and air conditioning. All right, so we're going to first do the loss of the day, and this is from popularmilitary.com. Man sentenced to prison for video with soldier's girlfriend while he was in boot camp and other videos he produced. What I find, why I think this is such a big loss, is it's not the girl that got in trouble for her cheating on her boyfriend and doing videos behind the back of her boyfriend, being a complete Jody and with some Jody. But the fact that the guy that did the videos with her and recorded the videos with her, he's the one that got in trouble. They say Selena Green Vargas of Rochester, New York, is infamous for making at least two adult films while she was dating a U.S. Army soldier in 2014. And this is a picture of that. Why is this not recording? Let's try this again. All right, here's one of the main stories I wanted to talk about. If you see jump cuts in here, that means that I was talking about something that I'd have to edit so much that I can't talk about on YouTube. There's going to probably be a few of them on here. Women want to know why men don't want to marry anymore. Allow me. And that's the main article I'm going to read from. I've done plenty of articles on women being upset that men don't want to marry anymore. So I don't want that to be the main focus. But this is something that I talked about a little bit on the video that I did on my locals channel about women becoming hypersexualized and men not being interested anymore, is that women are literally bringing nothing to the table anymore. They're just showing up and saying, here I am, look at me, I'm participating, and so I want you to be a traditional man and take care of me and spend money and be protective of me, but I'm just bringing basically my pussy and my face, and you guys, you know, you guys should appreciate me for that. So it says, I feel like I can't get on TikTok without seeing at least two or three videos of women outwardly wondering why men seem to be resistant to the idea of marriage. They question why men seem to be pulling away and not engaging with them on a deeper level, at least not the kind experienced by their parents, especially not their grandparents. It's clear that these young women yearn for that kind of stability, and it's clear that men are increasingly less willing to provide it. Indeed, the numbers check out. Marriage is definitely on the decline, but before women start asking where all the good men have gone, perhaps they should look at themselves first. I know, women aren't typically used to hearing that it's their fault, to be sure. You shouldn't shoulder all the blame, but in this case, you bear a lot of it. Not long ago, I wrote about how men are getting tired of the hypersexualized women, where I laid down a very brutal truth. This is one of the topics I did in my other video on locals. Society doesn't encourage women to be good partners. They're encouraged to be consumers of what their partner produces. Sadly, these same women are being encouraged to go out and get high-paying positions and are very likely to succeed thanks to the current culture and very often make more money than their male partners. Yet still, the male is still expected to make more for the family. It doesn't just stop at the societal level either. Even in modern families, men are taught how to treat women, provide for her, and work hard to keep her happy. Women aren't taught how to treat a man or how to make him happy. They're strictly taught what to expect from a man. This, combined with modern feminist philosophy that encourages women to do away with traditional ideas, has produced an entire swath of useless women who value shallow sexuality over familial contribution and homemaking skills. They enter into marriages where they contribute very little and expect quite a lot, and these marriages eventually end. This is what culture has brought to us now, that women are told, hey, you're strong, you're empowering, you're special, you're a snowflake, you deserve everything. And so women say, okay, I deserve everything, so I deserve a man that's attractive and popular and he's got lots of money. And what am I going to bring to him? Well, he gets me. But the problem with that is that, number one, women aren't bringing a lot of value anymore. And number two, what they are bringing are headaches. They're bringing emotional baggage. They're bringing basically problems. They're bringing, they expect a man to support them and be there emotionally for them, but in the meantime, they're not giving anything back. And traditionally, you could say, well, you know, a guy fixed all the problems and he was there for some emotional support, and the woman was there for his physical support, but she also took care of things around the household, and she was more traditionalist. That doesn't exist anymore. So women have taken away what they bring that's positive to a relationship, and all they bring is baggage and headaches for men. They say the sad truth is many young women nowadays don't know how to be in a marriage. As I said above, they're not taught how to treat a man, but what to expect from him. Meanwhile, they're flat out dissuaded from providing anything but their presence to the partnership. They believe that offering their love to the man is sufficient and that men should just be grateful to have them. The idea that women suddenly make a man happier by their presence is a storybook sentiment. And forgive me, I'm going to have to swig drinks throughout this because, like I said, it's about 105 degrees out there, and all I have is the shade, so I'm a little bit thirsty today. So he continues on, so they offer nothing and expect everything. And that's what's key, I think, that's happening in relationships today, is that if a woman shows up and says, well, I offer what? Woman will say, and if you've watched some other podcasts where like Fresh and Fit and some of the other YouTubers out there interviewing women, women say, well, I bring my friendship and he gets me and I'm beautiful and I take care of myself and I'm nice. Okay, great. But bringing a vagina and bringing good looks and being nice, that is the bare minimum level of entry to date a man. Women have to bring a whole lot more than that, but they don't, and they don't understand, and they don't know how to provide anything more than that. Well, with the pay for play that's out there today, a guy can say, look, I can get, you know, either a prostitute or a professional, and she will give me the girlfriend experience for a night or two nights or maybe a weekend. I can pay her a little bit of money, and I don't have to deal with any of the headache. And so if women are now competing with themselves, and they're not understanding that they're failing. And so, again, all they do is they're bringing their emotional baggage without bringing anything good to the table. And while I think of it, not only that, but they're so promiscuous, they're not even bringing like a low body count to the relationship anymore. They're not bringing fidelity. They're cheating more than ever. They're breaking up. Marriage rates are higher than ever, and women are filing 80% of the time. And women are showing up to relationships out of college with body counts of 40, 60, 80 men. The ability to pair bond, the ability to find a man special, is burnt out on them. And it's gone. So again, they're not bringing anything positive. He says they're useless within the bounds of their own relationships. Well, the only thing they bring to the table is what's in between their legs. And even that's something that can't be taken on a whim. And even then, the value of that fades over time. And like I said, it fades even before you get it, because that value has been given out to everybody. You know, if you live in a world of darkness, right? A flashlight, the man with a flashlight or a torch would be king, because he has the ability to see. Well, in a man's world, he cannot, I mean, if he wants to have sex with a woman, what is the one thing that she can bring that should be special is, yeah, what's in between her legs, like he says. The problem is when everybody else has had that, it's no longer special or unique. If everybody has a torch or everybody has a flashlight in a world of darkness, well, it's not a dark world anymore. Everybody can see. And so what men don't, or what women don't understand is men want the one thing that they can't have, but they don't want it given to everybody else, because when it's been shared with everybody else, it has no value. He says, we don't lend too much time analyzing our emotions. Or he's talking about men here, sorry. Men are simple creatures who tend to know what we want and when we want it. We don't lend too much time to analyzing our emotions. We're more likely to spend time thinking about how fast a gerbil could run if we gave it horse legs than trying to connect with ourselves on an emotional level. We don't really have that need. Hell, if we need to, we can hop in our mind's nothing box and give it all a break. And for women out there, let me explain the nothing box. The nothing box is when a woman says, what are you thinking about? And a guy goes, nothing. Now, what is he really thinking about? Nothing? No. But he's usually daydreaming about silly shit. He's just daydreaming. He's just thinking about weird, random things. Me, for example, I know I caught myself doing this the other day. I was sitting here, I'm looking up into the mountains, and I said, you know, if I built a little cabin right in that little valley right there, that would be a beautiful view. But I wonder if the wind, and this is a legit conversation I had in my own head, I wonder if the wind is faster through that valley than going over the top if it cuts through there. I wonder if the wind would be super strong in that valley. I wonder if it collects more snow. Maybe it'd be a problem building a house there. Although, if I did build a property up there, maybe I could put some windmills in that valley. And if there's always wind, maybe I could generate some, you know, electrical power for off-grid stuff. Now, if a woman were to ask me what I'm thinking about when I'm thinking about that, a guy will go, nothing really, nothing, just, you know, nothing. Why? Because if we sit there explaining all that to a woman's going to be like, I don't understand. Like, why is that interesting? Or why? Women just don't think the same on that. So it's the same thing when women start wanting to talk about emotions. Oh, Becky did this at work this bothered me. Guys just phase out because we don't have a connection to that. Men do not sit and stress or worry, at least healthy men, do not stress and sit and worry about what could have and should have. And yeah, we may mull over some of the mistakes we made in our past. But for most guys, we're tangible, we're physical. We don't worry about hypotheticals. I don't sit here thinking about hypotheticals all day or what did this person really mean when they said that. We don't have time to daydream like that. We're just practical and we just move on. When women bring this weird stuff to a relationship and then want their man to handle it, guys are just like, you're just a headache. And while I think of it, guys, when you see these longer videos, I know a lot of you have said, I don't like your longer videos, keep it to shorter content. Look, break it up. You can hit stop at any point and come back to it later in time. But I do want to put longer form content in there because not everything needs to be broken up into a bunch of little things. There are bigger topics I want to talk about. Okay, they continue on. Women can't do that. Thanks to the design of the female brain, women have trouble having a thought without attaching an emotion to it. They're more likely to feel their thoughts than men are, and they're more likely to be expressive about it. In a relationship, women want to express these emotions to their male partners, which is typically fine. Expressing feelings, both positive and negative, in trusting and steady environment is good communication. But there's a hitch. In today's society, emotion is increasingly valued over logical thinking, especially for women. The pitfalls are numerous. Your truth is pushed over the truth. Girls are more likely to get a lesson on how to deal with and express emotion from popularly unstable figures like Taylor Swift than they are from people who actually deal in the subject like Jordan Peterson. On top of that, they live in a society where the emotions and feelings of men are devalued to a point of ridicule. There's actually a push right now by feminists and others that are saying that if men are strong and they're masculine and they're stoic and they're logical and they're not in touch with their emotions, this is toxic masculinity. That's a lie. It's just that men are not emotional and healthy men should not be emotional. You know, a man going into war, a man going into conflict, a man dealing with a problem should not break into tears, throw his arms over his head and run away going, I can't deal with this. I need a safe space. That's for women. Men need to say, okay, I got to buckle down. How am I going to solve this problem? How are we going to figure it? How am I going to keep that guy from killing me? How do we get through this? That is a strong, mentally strong man. And society shames that nowadays. They frame it again as toxic masculinity. He says this problem has gotten so bad that men's suicide rates have steadily risen over the course of the past decade and now make up 3/4 of all preemptive deaths that happen, or self-inflicted deaths, we'll say. Along the lines of never learning how to treat a man, women are never taught how to value a man's emotions unless they pertain positively to her. He must prove every day how much he values her for just existing. She expects this, but is taught by our society to not reciprocate unless he earns it. You know, how many times have we heard that, you know, if a man and a woman are dating and he wants to, be intimate with her, and it's his wife, he has no right to. It's not, you know, he just doesn't get to have that whenever he wants, because otherwise it's basically rape. Well, in the old days, a woman was kind of expected to meet her husband's needs. But you ever notice that when a man says, well, I'm not getting any bedroom action, so I'm not going to provide financially anymore. I mean, you want my money? I want your sex. The two don't go together. And so a woman can say, well, no to the sex, that's fine. But a man can't say no to giving money. You notice how that works out, again, always in the woman's favor. So when woman can get away with this, she can say no to all his demands. But you notice men aren't really allowed to say no to anything. If a woman's not there emotionally for him, or she's not physically there for him, well, that's her right. But if a man's not there financially for her, well, he's being financially abusive. He's not being supportive. He's not being there for her needs. If a man works too much, he's not there for her emotional needs. If she works too much, well, she's stunning and brave and providing for the family. And it always goes to where, no matter what the woman does, it always goes to where whatever the woman does, it's a positive. Let me fix my camera here. The wind's so strong, it just tipped it over. Okay. Damn it, come on. Work with me here, people. All right, let's try that. All right, the wind keeps blowing over my camera, so if you see the angle just there, I had to fix it. You know, no matter what a woman does, it's powering and strong and good. No matter